greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply zero is the hero. Zero is the hero. My friends, I submit to you that the most underrated, underappreciated number in our numerical system is zero. We typically think of zero as negative when on the contrary, zero is very positive. Think of it, my friends and neighbors. If somebody told you they had zero debt, zero enemies, zero bondage, zero negativity, and zero problems, is that a person that you would admire and emulate? Absolutely it is. Well, my friends, I challenge you to embrace the power of zero, because that's exactly what God has given us. Remember, the Bible tells us, and you see zero throughout the scriptures. If we look hard enough, all we have to do is go to 1 Samuel 2:2, and we see that there is none holy as the Lord. There is none or zero beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Then remember Luke 1:37, where we discover, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Then we discover in Psalm 91:10 that there are no evil shall befall me. No evil. That means zero evil. Neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Then we discover in Luke 10:19 that God says, behold, I give you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, zero, shall by any means hurt you. My friends, don't you recognize that God has given us zero power? That's a good thing, my friends. Zero power means power to achieve and accomplish zero. The great aspects of zero enemies, zero bondage, zero negativity, zero depression, zero anxiety, zero guilt, zero shame. That's what God does for us. Let's outline the power of zero in our SUM acronym. The way that we embrace all of the beautiful zeros that God has ordained and prepared for us. That S, my friends and neighbors, tells me about the importance of simplification. Yes, you know, there are numerous numbers, an infinite number of numbers between zero and one. They're fractions and pieces of fractions that get us from zero to one. And we should celebrate all of the small achievements. That's just an example of how we should celebrate the small things, because small victories are far better than small defeats. And we can find victory in everything that the world considers a setback. Think about it. Parents celebrate small victories for babies. They celebrate them when they start walking. They celebrate them when they start crawling. They celebrate them when they can hold their heads up on their own, when they can roll over. They celebrate them for holding the bottle by themselves. The list goes on and on. They celebrate them for potty training and when they're able to come out of the diapers and into the pull-up and so forth and so on. Do you celebrate the small achievements in your life? Do you celebrate all the beautiful little things that God has done for you? My friend, the Bible tells us in Job 8:7, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Then we discover in 2 Peter 3:18 that we should grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to simplify. Celebrate the little things. Get excited about the things that most people overlook. Look at the beautiful trees and flowers, the beautiful world that we live in today. Yes, my friends, somebody wants to talk about all the big problems, but one of the ways that we achieve that zero status is by learning how to simplify, to see beauty in every person we meet, to see something good in every conversation we have, to uplift somebody, my friends and neighbors. That's the simplification. The U in our SUM acronym reminds us of the importance of unification. Now, this is what I really like about zero, because see, the Bible tells us in John chapter 15 that without Jesus, we can do nothing. You see, alone, we can only grow so much. One by itself is just one. But put 10 zeros behind that one, and that now becomes a powerful number. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the zero carries more weight when it's unified. And that's what we do. When we unify with Christ, we carry more weight, just like the one and two and the three mean a lot when you have zeros behind them. We mean a lot when we've got Christ on our side. Remember, the Bible says in John 17 and 22 that we are one with Christ. Then we discover in John 14 and 20, and in that day you will know that I am in the Father, says Jesus, and you in me, and I in you. Look at this oneness, my friends. You're not alone. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. You're not alone. We've got Christ on the inside that gives power to our number. Yes, my friends, we discover in John 15 and 7, if we abide in him and his words abide in us, we can ask what we want and it shall be done unto us. Just imagine if you had 5 or 6 or 7 more zeros in your bank account right now behind that first number. Think of how much more you'd have. By the same token, my friend, that's the reason why the Bible tells us 1 can put 1,000 to flight and 2 can put 10,000 to flight, because God unifies with us and we become more powerful than ever before. We find it out in Psalm 91 where the Bible says he'll give his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. You see, when you look at me, you may think I'm by myself. I'm not by myself. I have a whole lot of power behind me and on the inside of me. Why? Because I've been unified with Christ. Are you unified with Christ, my friends and neighbors? I challenge you, my friend, that after simplification and unification, that M reminds us of the importance of multiplication. You see, the multiplication comes after the unification. When I'm unified, then there's a power working behind the scenes. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1 and 2 that grace and peace are multiplied unto me through the knowledge of God. Then I discover in Jude 1 and 2 that mercies unto me and peace and love are multiplied. You see, God knows how to multiply the things that matter most. If you need peace, God doesn't just add to your peace. He can multiply your peace. If we need love, God does not only add to our love, he can multiply our love. He can multiply our grace. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we discover in Acts 6 and 7 that the word of God increased and the number of disciples were multiplied. We discover in Acts 12 and 24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. My friends, God knows how to multiply all the good and subtract all the bad. God knows how to make us in a position where we're the head and not the tail, the above only and not beneath. Yes, my friends and neighbors, Deuteronomy 28 outlines for us very specifically how we are multiplied in this relationship we have in Christ. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to remember zero is the hero. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.